Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free on my website, www.karencam.com. And if you'd like to speak to our guest today, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. And just hit one so I know that your hand is up. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And today I'm really excited to have Dr. Laura Conover back. If you recall, we had her on the show talking about earthing and the Grounded movie, which I absolutely loved. And I'm like, you know, lending it out to all my patients and telling them to buy a copy, you know. So my healer friends are all very excited about that. And today we have her back because we didn't have time last time for her to tell us about this really cool study that she's doing. Now, there's so much information out there about weight loss and, you know, what you should eat, shouldn't eat, how you should exercise, how you shouldn't exercise, all this kind of stuff. But Dr. Laura is doing a very interesting study about weight loss and earthing. So I'm really anxious to talk to her about the results so far of what she's found out of the study and how maybe, you know, these Earth's natural electrons can help us not only heal pain, which we saw in the Grounded movie, help people get more mobility and reverse some of these age-related changes, but also maybe help us lose weight. Wouldn't that be exciting? So just a little bit about Dr. Laura. She is the intuition physician. Yeah, that's what her, and we'll talk to her a little bit later about how you can contact her on her website. And she kind of naturally learned about earthing through her own experience with her colicky child. And so she's been prescribing earthing to her patients in her practice. She's authored books, appeared in two documentaries, and her website's www.intuition-physician.com. And we also found out very recently that earthing, there's a second earthing movie that's coming out, Grounded 2, so we can ask her about that as well. So welcome to the show, Dr. Laura.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be back. That first show went way too quick.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And I think both you and I talk really fast, but
yeah.
You still didn't get everything in. So I know, you know, since the first show, we have some questions from folks about, you know, some earthing products. And so we'll ask you a little bit about that later. But what can you share with us about your experience with patients with earthing and weight or fat loss? We're really curious to find out.
Okay. Well, what happened is I, you know, with the course of experiencing earthing personally and then with patients, I started putting two and two together and noticing that when people are grounded, they did not have as intense cravings. They weren't even focusing on weight, and they would lose weight naturally. And I thought, whoa, how on earth is this happening? And I got to look into this more because everyone's focused, like you said, on pain. Everyone's always focused on inflammation and pain, which, of course, that's important. But, you know, huge epidemic of obesity. So I just feel like I started putting two and two together, thinking why and what, you know, what are the dynamics behind how earthing could help? And I have a bunch of ideas of how earthing is helping. But first I wanted to establish, does it really help? So I was thinking about it, and I noticed that most of my patients, you know, I do chakra work and energy work with my patients, and I noticed that most people who have problems with weight are like upper chakra people. They have upper chakra gifts that are very open. Either they're very intuitive, or they're very spiritual, or they're very heart open. They're very sensitive usually. Mm. And I feel like illness is always a natural attempt of our body to realign itself. Like even if a tumor arises, it's our body's attempt to kind of sequester off and give us something to remove in order to heal. Or, you know, pain is an off-gassing. And I think weight is usually an attempt to bring our awareness and our energy down into our lower chakras. So what I notice a lot of times is very spiritual people and very open-hearted people have this struggle with weight because their energy is all in their upper chakras. So I was thinking, wow, that's interesting. Maybe what we're missing here is that we need to bring that energy down, and connecting to the earth is what's missing, because how are we bringing our energy down if we're not really touching the earth? Because in our society, we don't. And then the other thing, so it's either that, I feel like just this body's natural, trying to create a body that's heavy and grounded for this very spiritual, open, high-energy person usually. Or the other thing I noticed was people were overeating or craving things just because they felt like something was missing, you know, like, and they're trying to get connected to the earth through food, and people would be eating and having this, and it doesn't nail it, it doesn't hit the spot, it doesn't ever stop the craving because they just want that connection to the earth, but it's this nameless connection that we weren't naming until recently talking about earthing. So they had this craving, and they thought it was food, and they would eat and eat, and it didn't go away, it wasn't satisfying. So I kind of thought both those things, so I was like, ask my patients, who wants to be in this study? And I went for 10 weeks, and I had lots of volunteers, and they had to come in, it was pretty stringent, they had to come in and get weighed, and one of the rules was you cannot change your diet, and you cannot exercise more, you cannot change anything, don't do anything else but connect to the earth for 15 minutes a day. And it just started there, because I wanted it to be something, you know, if it's something easy, you know, I don't want them to start with 8 hours of earthing a day, I mean, that's unrealistic, and no one's going to do that. So it was literally 15 minutes of touching the earth, that's literally it, and I didn't want them to change their diet, and I didn't want them to focus on any exercise beyond what they would normally do. So that's what I did, and do you want me to launch into results?
Sure. Well, actually, I wanted to ask you, now, you said 15 minutes a day earthing, so what does that constitute? Like, you know, because some, you know, did everybody have to remove their shoes? I mean, or did they have to touch a tree? Like, what did you say was 15 minutes of earthing?
Any way they could do it. So I had people, a lot of people just took that 15 minutes to lay down and, you know, their lunch break outside or sit underneath a tree to eat lunch, as long as they were touching the earth with their bare feet or sitting there and leaning against a tree or their hand was touching the grass. I mean, you know, I had some people go longer, but the minimum was 15 minutes. There was one person in the study who just literally could just hold onto a tree branch outside of her window, and that grounds you. As long as that's a living tree that's grounded and rooted in the earth, and that tree's grounded, and if you touch that, that's all it takes. So it was multiple different ways, but it was a minimum of 15 minutes.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Great. So what are the results?
So what happened was, with no changes in diet and exercise, about half of the people immediately started just gradually losing, gently, with no change in what they were consuming and no change in activity, they started losing weight. And in the course of 10 weeks, they lost an average of 4 to 15 pounds. So that's about a half a pound a week to 2 pounds a week, or a pound and a half a week, over a 10-week period. And that's how long I ran the study. And I don't know, you know, it could continue further, but that was my snapshot of time. And then, so that was amazing, because just to get 50% of people losing pounds and pounds and pounds in a 2.5 month period is, I mean, that's huge for just 15 minutes a day, you know, and they're healing other things too. But then I started thinking, why are the other half not? I mean, it seems like it should work for everybody. And when I talked to the patients and sat down with the, you know, the charts and really looked at the data, I noticed that the people who weren't losing weight, it's because they had active inflammatory issues going on. So everybody that didn't lose weight initially had other things resolve. And the earth sort of, this is what came out of it for me, is that it really was the first study I have ever read about that shows the intuitive power of the earth. Because the earth went, like, I had someone who had carpal tunnel syndrome, I had a few people with back pain, neck pain, and what happened, and those were the people that didn't immediately lose weight, but they had their pain resolve and their issues clear up. I mean, I had one person considering surgery who just by the end of 10 weeks decided, you know, didn't need it anymore. So those are the people where the earth went and healed those active inflammatory issues. And then it turns out if someone did not have an active acute inflammatory issue, then it went to that baseline metabolism, everybody's, you know, mood like improved, and their eating choices were naturally healthier, and their weight, those were the people that started losing weight. I mean, I had someone lose 15 pounds literally in a 10-week period doing literally nothing else besides, and this was a person who just, it was a married couple actually, and one lost, I don't remember, like 8 pounds, and one lost 15 pounds, and they just went out for a few minutes every day and laid in the backyard and chatted, and that's all they did, and the husband lost 15 pounds, and the wife lost 8, and she was like, what? But, you know, both were so thrilled. They dedicated this patch in their yard to earthing, and they still do it. And so it was amazing results. But what I found interesting about the study is amazing about the weight loss, and it makes intuitive sense. But I thought it was really cool, too, that the earth sort of knew what to take care of first. You know, it was like, I'm not going to sit there and have you lose a half a pound when I could heal your back pain kind of picture. So I thought that was really neat.
Right.
I thought that was as interesting as the weight loss itself.
Oh, that is fascinating, because one of the gals that I was talking to, she's like, well, I'm outside all day. Well, not all day, but I'm outside a lot in bare feet. She's like Earth Mama. She loves being outside. In fact, you know, she gets antsy if she doesn't get outside. So unlike me, you can sit in front of a computer for 6 hours, but not her, you know. She's like, I don't understand. I'm not losing weight. What's going on? But she actually clearly has a very active inflammatory issue, and she's talking about inflammation a lot of times in her body as well. So that makes more sense now, like why she didn't actually, you know, release any weight, because she has have an active inflammatory problem.
And she will. As soon as that, when that problem does resolve, she will lose weight, because your body will naturally go to, once it's connected and getting that support and it's aligned, it's going to go to the most healthy weight for that individual. So she will, but of course the Earth is going to see what's the most acute, pressing, urgent need, and it's going to fix that first. So, it's going to be interesting, and I have the intention to go back and do a follow-up study with the people who had the more active issues. Now, once those issues are resolved, then I'm sure they will then fall into the category of the people who had the natural weight loss because they didn't have other issues going on. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. Well, and I think it's very, really interesting. You talk about the two, you know, those two types of people, you know, those upper chakra, which I fall into that category, and so do a lot of my healer friends who are overweight. You know, they're so open, they're so intuitive and touch, you know, they can feel other people's stuff if they want to. And yet, you know, they are carrying all this extra weight. And I think you're right. I think it's this natural balancing that wants to occur.
Mm-hmm. And it might be that is the most ideal weight for her, because I really feel like the Earth is going to – this is another study that you don't hear much about. Maybe you've read it. Mm-hmm. It's in JAMA, and it was of 3 million people, and they were looking at what is the ideal weight. And you never hear this because there's so much in the industry of weight loss products and so much money. I mean, it's such a huge industry, weight loss. So, of course, you're never going to hear about the free earthing option of weight loss. You're going to hear about hydroxyclean,
right,
or, you know what I mean? But but also you're not going to hear about this study, which showed that we really need to relook at what we consider to be overweight, because they looked at 3 million people. What study, Karen, is 3 million people big and published in JAMA? I mean, none, and yet you never hear this. If a body mass up to 35, I believe, was actually had a better mortality rate than people who were underweight. Like, in other words, the study showed that it was better to be in the normal category, or even in the mildly to moderate obese category, than it was in the severely obese or underweight, which shows to me that the normal weight category plus the mild plus the moderately obese is actually the healthiest weight. So it shouldn't even be considered mildly or moderately obese until it's above 35. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the whole terminology needs to change, because being slightly overweight was seen as beneficial. People seem to, I mean, it was a longitudinal study, and it showed that people survived trauma and they survived illness better to have a little bit of that extra weight on them. So, you know, you can, like, a person might feel their best being what we would consider now a few pounds overweight, but maybe it isn't, and maybe Mother Earth knows that better than we do when we put them into categories and we say, this is ideal, and we're starting to reexamine and say, is it really ideal? Because actually the mortality rate is pretty low for people who are on the underweight side. It's actually better to have a few extra pounds. Maybe we labeled that wrong, but Mother Earth knows we didn't. And especially for people like your friend, who are these really high, open, upper chakra people, they're so intuitive and so empathetic and have such heart open. Maybe it is healthier for them to be in a body that is heavier and safer for their really sensitive souls. I mean, if their body is going to be carrying their souls around on this earth, to make sense to me, if you're very sensitive and open and easily able to connect to other people, that you would want something really firm and solid to walk around in, like in a house, like you want that fortress to feel safe. Because I think some people are so spiritual and so open, but they don't label it that way, they don't know that's what it is, that they're kind of like not even all the way down in their body, and they need that protection or that feeling of comfort. So not that everyone should like maybe actively gain weight, but if you're earthing and you're eating well and you're doing everything you think you can do and you're a few pounds overweight, maybe that is the best weight for you. That's what that study kind of told me, that JAMA study.
Oh, that's interesting. And so that was just looking at survival, not necessarily quality of life.
Yeah,
is that correct?
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, it's up to – so then that means to me that you have to redetermine, like, what is quality of life. Like, when people are just looking at a weight and they're saying, I need to lose 10 pounds, it's not about that. It's more, where is my energy the strongest, or where do I have the most – where do I wake up feeling the most rested, or where do I have the strongest bones, or where do I have the least amount of aches and pains? And so for some people, yeah, they need to lose weight because their hips hurt and they have arthritis and they have, you know, degenerative joint because of their weight, you know, that kind of thing. That's a reasonable reason to lose weight. But just arbitrarily based on a scale, that's not a good reason. that's not telling you any
right.
truth at all.
Right. Well, you know, I recently went through a special, you know, program to reset my hypothalamus because I have an extra, you know, 10 pounds that I was, like, not comfortable with. I had difficulty, you know, doing my skating, and I was having some joint issues.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's, you know, some old stuff that was healing, and so there's an inflammatory phase going on. And what I found was after I did that program, I lost, you know, the 10 pounds in 3 weeks, that I was stronger. I was able to do more push-ups, you know, be able to hang off my pull-up bar with one arm, which I couldn't do for a long time.
Wow.
My, you know, quality of my figure skating got better. And when I went to my massage therapist, I have two different ones that we trade. You know, I have a lymphatic specialist and a cranial sacral specialist. And you know, and then both said, oh, my gosh, your tissues are better than ever. Like, I've never seen them this responsive or this quick. And I thought, okay, so whatever I did, you know, worked for me. And there must have been a lot of toxic fat or whatever that was on my body. And so even though people look at me on Facebook and like, you don't have any weight to lose, you know what I mean? But compared
yeah,
to before I had,
response,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, before I had fibromyalgia, you know, I'm over 10, I was over 10 pounds over that weight.
Yeah.
So, you know, my body
so
was like, yeah, I'd love
you
to ground
go with
you.
Symptoms. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like you said, everyone is different, and some people cleared. Like, I just felt like I was carrying a bowling ball all the time in my belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew it was
well,
because
you know,
of the healer.
The other
role.
Thing to look at with weight, the other thing to look at, and studies have just come out about this as well, is to look at not so much the diet and activity, although that's important, but I think the new thing to look at is how much connection you're having with the earth, so earthing, and then the other option is sleep, because they're realizing, I mean, everyone knows that sleep deprivation, you make really bad food choices the next day, but they took a study, and they only followed patients for only 5 days, and they sleep-deprived, and by sleep-deprived, it wasn't that bad. It was like they slept 4 or 5 hours. So it wasn't, I mean, that's probably normal for people who are working a different shift, a swing
med
shift, or like us in medical school. Yeah, right? And so
yeah.
It's a sort of normal to sleep 4 or 5 hours for a lot of people. Well, after only 5 days, Karen, those people who were sleep deprived gained 9 times as much weight. This is after just 5 days as people who had normal night's sleep. 9 times. So sleep deprivation has a huge, huge impact on your metabolism and your food choices and your weight within just a few days. Can you imagine sleep deprivation over years? And then people are dieting and they're feeling crappy and they're wondering why and they're constantly fighting it and they're maybe gaining a few pounds a year and they should really be patting themselves on the back because what their body wants to do under sleep deprivation is gain probably 20 or 30 pounds a year. So, you know, it's just looking at sleep quality is huge. And that's another way that I think earthing ties in because I was after my study, I was thinking how is the next step is to look at why is the earth. And, you know, I told you energetically, I think it's balancing out chakra issues, and I think it's balancing out, you know, sleep, food choices because the craving, that feeling of something missing. Well, there's nothing missing anymore. You are being deeply supported on that lower level. But also, I think sleep, because you know earthing improves your sleep, your REM sleep, and your restorative phases. So that study indirectly proves something with earthing because if it's showing that after 5 days of sleep deprivation, you gain 9 times as much weight, well, then one solution is earthing because that's going to support your sleep and maybe, or in a roundabout way, definitely support your weight loss habits.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I do have one patient who's a very, you know, dear friend of mine as well, and she was diagnosed with sleep apnea, and it just struggled, you know, with sleep, and she has one of these computer earthing mats that she sleeps on because she has some back pain as well. So she sleeps on this earthing mat, and she says it hasn't made a difference. She still has hot flashes. She still has difficulty sleeping at night. She, you know, her pain may be better, maybe not better, not sure. Now, of course, I did tell her she needed to check the connection to make sure it was still working. But is that, you know, is that something like, okay, she's not earthing enough or maybe she needs the big, huge, you know, sheet to earth her rather than the small pad? I mean, do you have any thoughts on some ways of helping this gal?
My first thought is that the products, while I use them, and I think they're really, I mean, they've been proven to have a difference in the body in many different ways. So they're proven to work. But at the same time, I feel like they're a small sliver of the potential of actually touching the earth. So when people fail on an earthing product, I definitely feel like she should also during the day go out and touch the earth. That'll definitely make a difference. And the other thing I just think of is that sort of proof that, I mean, it's not, it's just probably going towards whatever is her most active issue. So if she's not sleeping well and it's not fixing the sleep, like you don't know what earthing's doing. Maybe it's offsetting her cortisol. And that might take, I don't know, 6 months, a year. And then once that gets, you know what I mean? I feel like the earth, I feel like the earthing and weight loss study that I did shows that the earth intuitively knows how to prioritize. So when people tell me that the one thing, the reason that they started earthing or bought a product, that hasn't changed, then I know, and I know for a fact that other things are happening. Study after study after study shows that your cortisol level and your DHEA level and your sleep is all changing. I mean, everything is changing. Your vasculature is changing. Your blood viscosity is changing. There's so much changing, and you aren't measuring all that. You're just looking at the one symptom, like hot flashes or weight, you know. And so I feel like it's helping her for sure, but what is it helping her with? You'd have to do a whole body and blood panel to know that. So I think she should continue. I think that the size doesn't matter so much. I mean, if she has back pain and she's got that pad right on her back, I think that's awesome. I guess my other thought is, if she's wearing pajamas that are really thick and none of her skin is actually touching the pad, then it is probably pretty useless to sleep on it. So sometimes people say, oh, I'm sleeping right on it, but what they really need to do is either use a pillowcase so their face is touching it, or put it by their feet and make sure their feet are bare, or make sure they sleep. I mean, if she can sleep nude, awesome. But if she's not sleeping nude, then that might be one reason why she's not seeing benefits too.
Okay. So for some people, they can use some sort of natural fiber thin, you know, pajamas. But for other people, they actually probably may need to actually put bare skin on the earthing product.
Well, as long as they're thin. I mean, if it is thin, it does go through. Like, you can put a pillowcase on a grounded pillow. Like, you in my shop, not to, you know, promote product, but they just came out with a new pillow cover, which is this thing that you put your pillow in. It's really thick. It's an improvement over a pillowcase, actually. It goes under your pillowcase, and it's has better conductivity. And you can actually put a pillowcase on top of it as long as it's thin and silk or something like that, a natural, like cotton. And it does ground you through. So I think if her pajamas were thin, but I was just thinking one thing to double check is that she's not wearing thick acrylic, you know, like the – you know, there's so many things now, like that fleece isn't really fleece. They call it fleece, but it's all that plastic.
It's polyester.
Pajama
and
stuff.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
No, I'm pretty sure she's using cotton.
Okay. It should be going through cotton if it's thin cotton. Should be. So I think it's working on a different level than what she's seeing results on. And I think, of course, she should probably go outside a little bit each day, too.
Right, right. I think she started to do that recently since your call. You know, the last time that you were on the show, so I'd have to check back with her how that is. But, you know, the other thing was my significant other, James, and I, you know, really made huge efforts to go outside and earth every single day, and we are just eaten up by black flies and mosquitoes here, I got to tell you. To stay 10 minutes out is intense.
Yeah.
However, and it might be where I'm living near a swamp and whatever, but James went so far, and you'll love this, Laura. He is barefoot hiking. We're talking up mountains, okay? There's only a handful of people who have ever done the Adirondack 46ers, so that's 46 high peaks in barefoot, and I think that that's a lesson, you know, people on the one hand. So he might be the third adult to ever do it. So he's already done 9 peaks, even the tallest one, which is like 4,000 something, I don't know how many miles up and down. But it's not like in California where there's like, you know, I did 12 miles in California, no problem, you know. But I did 2 miles here, and I was like huffing and puffing and because it's like straight up, and there's all these down trees and rocks and water. And so we're talking a lot of mindfulness. In addition, and he's loving it. He's absolutely loving it. Yeah, he actually gets
so impressed.
To go.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I mean, most people are like, they pass him along the road and they're on the trail, and they're like, oh my God, you're crazy. You know, all this
even I don't think I've ever heard of that before. That's amazing. Good for him.
Yeah. It is, and each time his feet get better and better, like they get less sore, and he's able to recover faster. And I'm like, well, you're getting a treatment from Mother Earth at the same time that you're pushing your body.
Yeah. It's definitely offsetting something there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. To be able to do, you know, the two highest peaks so far, actually, and you know, he's fine, and it's, you know, we have some energy tools, obviously, that we use before and after to help him recover faster, but still, I definitely told him that I was going to tell you that today, so you could be impressed.
Yeah, that's impressive. Very.
Yeah, true earthing. So, okay, for those of us wimpier folks like myself, I did get some shoes that have copper on the bottom under the toes and the heel. I wonder if do you have any feedback on those shoes or those types of earthing shoes, whether it's helpful or, you know, works well? Any idea?
They are. The copper ones, as far as I know, there's question. I know what you're talking about exactly, and the copper ones are good. I think they might lose their effectiveness as the copper sort of inserts kind of, oxidize, I guess. So you might want to double check that. The company that I like now, because they don't do it through a copper plug, is Plugs. It's PLUGGZ.com, and they have a plug, and it goes right on your K1 point in the center of your foot, and it's not copper, so it's not going to oxidize like that. And the nice thing about them is they have like a – there's a lot of shoes out there on the market that are really good, and they do work, but they're not as comfortable, you know, and this is like a really comfortable shoe that has a really nice, deep, you know, footbed that's padded, and then it has this K1 point. So I like those shoes. But, yes, I mean, there's a lot – there's going to be – Karen, this is just the beginning. There's going to be so many products coming out about grounding and connecting our body to the earth, the more we realize how important it is. And so I think it's great that when people use shoes and I don't know. I have the same feeling towards them as I do towards products, which is I think there's more going on than we know. I mean, of course you're not going to know everything at the beginning. I really think there's other things besides this electron transfer. I think there could be, you know, there's a resonance with the frequency coming from the earth. There's a resonance with, you know, how it affects our hormones. There's a lot of other things to me besides just an electron going in and neutralizing free radicals. That's sort of like the standing thought right now, but I just feel like that's one piece of the pie. So same with any kind of earthing product. It's harnessing the earth's electrons, and I think that's great. But why I like grounding shoes and earthing shoes more than an inside product is because you have the shoes on, so you know you're getting the electron flow, but also if there's other components, if there's something with, because you know that the earth's heartbeat resonates at the same frequency that our brain does at rest when we're in deep meditation and very open. So like there's definitely, and you know, of course, vitamin D, we can't underestimate how important that is. So there's tons more important things going on than just an electron transfer. So with the shoes, you're capturing all of it because you're protected and you're comfy and you're warm if it's cold or whatever, and you're protected from fiery ant mounds, which is my main thing.
Yeah.
But you're also getting whatever else the earth has to offer because you're out there in the actual environment. So I think earthing shoes, if you're going to invest in one product, I would say shoes, because then I know you're still going outside to connect with the earth. And then if you can't do that and you really, really hate being outside, then an indoor earthing product.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Well, after, you know, the call that we did and the movie, and I couldn't convince any of my close family members to go out bare feet, and because it's just culturally you just didn't do that. Yeah. They grew up in a city, a very dirty area, and they just were taught never to do that, and just the thought of going bare feet out on their manicured lawn was enough to turn their noses up at, so I was not successful.
Well, if anyone...
So I was like, oh, let me show them the shoes.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, that there's a coupon code for instant 10% off if anyone does check out theplugs.com. If they just type in Dr. Laura, D-R-L-A-U-R-A, I think that shoe is the one that I've been most impressed with, but there are lots of brands, and they're all better than staying inside.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you for the coupon code. So is Dr. Laura with capitals or without capitals?
Well, I don't think it matters, but I think all capitals, D-R-L-A-U-R-A, but I don't think it matters.
Okay, great. Is there a link from your website?
I don't think I should put one up. I don't think there is. I just blasted it out in a newsletter, the coupon code, but I don't think I have a link up on the website yet.
So people can go to PLUGGZ.com.
Yeah, plugs.com.
Z.com, okay. Plugs.com and put the coupon code. Oh, that's really great. And we got a minute and a half left. You want to remind people what your website is and a little bit about the movie that's coming up?
Yes, I'd love to. Okay. So there's the Grounded 2, because the Grounded 1, first of all, was so successful, and second of all, raised so many questions with how can we take this a notch further with like EMF exposure, which was touched on in the first movie, and more scientific studies that have come out. So things were touched on in the first movie, but the second movie really goes into more detail about how this has made a huge impact in modern society. And especially looking at more how it impacts our EMF exposure. That's a huge angle of the movie. So that's coming out in theaters later this year, but it's on my website right now as a sneak peek, as a video download. And my website is www.intuition-physician.com, and it's The Grounded 2. And it's actually releasing in August in theaters, and it probably will come out to DVD by next year, but it's on video on demand right now on my website homepage.
Okay, great, because James and I are definitely wanting to, you know, to watch that. And I think we figured out a way how we can connect the computer to the big screen. So So, watch it on the big screen, the technical stuff. Oh, that's great. Okay, so www.intuition-physician.com. So everybody can go and check out the Grounded 2 movie. Of course, you can also watch and also purchase the Grounded 1 movie as well, which we love very, very much. And then there's a 10% coupon if you're interested in doing the shoes outside. The Dr. Laura likes the plugs shoes, and that coupon code is Dr. Laura, all one word. Oh, my gosh. Another 30 minutes have gone by, Dr. Laura.
I know. Okay, we'll have to have a third at some point. Especially if I do my follow-up medical study.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. We would love that. And definitely, I've written a lot of notes here. This is really great. So I can give some feedback back to some of these folks that had these questions, especially about why the weight loss didn't work for them. And that makes so much sense that the earth knows what to heal first. Which is more important. So thank you so much for your insight, Dr. Laura. It's been a pleasure again having you on our show today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in as well. Until next time, take care, everyone. Thanks, Dr. Laura. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.